Very good evening to all of you friends. I am making this podcast after a gap of almost 1 month. So I am sorry for that I have not posted any podcast in the last 1 month. But from here onwards, I will try to make podcast as quickly as possible, and in very quick intervals, I will be trying to make the podcast on various topics. Today's topics and the immediate updates I would like to give to all of you is about the GST Council meetings, which was held yesterday under the chairmanship of our Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. The significance of this GST Council meeting, which was held yesterday, was that this was the first GST Council meeting, rather it is the 40th GST Council meetings since the GST Council was constituted when the GST started. And this is the first GST Council meetings after the lockdown. So just before the lockdown, when the lockdown started on 25th March, there was a GST Council meetings. But after that, the country's situation changed. The COVID-19 took grip of the entire country, and rest what has happened, we all know. The industry was closed for a long, long time. The entire statistics has gone like anything. Every statistics has gone negative since the time the lockdown has happened. The impact of COVID-19 for the revenue collections, particularly the GST collection, was so much that government has not been able to publish the data or give the data for the collections which has happened in the month of April and May. Because definitely the collections must have been very, very low. There are two reasons. First reason is that the economic activity was very, very less in these 2 months. And the second point is that the government itself has given extension for the paying of deposits of this GST to the GST registration holders. So in this GST Council meeting, because the GST Council meeting is between the finance minister and all the finance minister of every state, so it is a very, very critical and high powered meeting for the country so far as revenue collection is concerned, because the GST is one of the most important revenue collections for the country and even the states also, because states also get the share out of the GST collections. So this GST Council was very, very important for everybody, and many people were looking towards the GST Councils for few reasons. The very first reason was that the industry was in big trouble, that everybody knows. And recent past, even if the finance minister has given the press briefing for continuously 5 days, to the surprise of many industrialists and everybody, because they were expecting some GST relaxations to boost the demand and to give the immediate benefit to the industry in various sectors. So that was not announced during the 5 days press conference which was conducted by Finance Minister Sitharaman. So many people were very cautiously, they were expecting that in the GST Council meeting, some GST cuts may be announced for few of the sectors. That was one of the expectations of many of the persons. But the actual fact was that it was not possible at all. It was not possible at all. Why I am saying is like this then. The GST collections itself is very low. Government itself is now very worried that how the shortfall can be covered off in the coming months. So when the GST collections is already very low, so there was very, very rare possibility that any GST cuts would have been announced at this stage. So, and the second most important point of discussions and expectation was that the shortfall which has happened for the GST collection, how and what are the sources through which the shortfall can be raised, how the finance can be raised, how the funding can be done, that was also supposed to be discussed in this meeting. And because the states need their share of share of the GST which was committed at the time of introduction of the GST, because any shortfall the central government has to compensate to the state governments. That was the understanding when the GST law was introduced. So what exactly has happened in this GST Council meeting was some procedural relaxation which the finance ministry has been announcing time and again, because for support the industry. The first concession which they have given is that You know, although many companies are filing their tax returns regularly, there are always lapses happens, always some non-compliance happens to many business organizations. So now government has given options to all the taxpayers, basically, that even if they have not filed the tax return for any period, that is from the July 17 when the GST was started exactly, so July 17 to January 2020, so if they have not filed the GST, so there will be no late fee charged. So it, we can say that it is an amnesty scheme, so you can say it. So they, without paying any late fees, you can file the GST returns. That is a one relaxation they have announced yesterday. And if there is a tax liability, because the first option which I just said, no late fees for late filing, late filing will be for those registration holders who are having no tax liability. If you are having tax liability, then the maximum late fees, the penalty part basically, the maximum late fees penalty will be 500 rupees per return. So this is the two relaxations which they have announced. But this facility will be available only if the GSTR 3B form, that is the form through which the tax is deposited, tax is paid, that is filed for all the earlier years, earlier periods, between the period 1st July 2020 to 30th September 2020. So this is basically a support which has been given by the Finance Ministry and the GST Council to increase the compliance or to get some more money out of this tax deposits, which may few of the people will be doing. Then second, one more important point they have announced is basically for again, it is only for the small businessmen in the sense that those businessmen and the those tax SSC whose annual turnover is up to 5 crores rupees. So most of the benefits, most of the relaxation, most of the incentive schemes and the amnesty schemes which has been announced for that GST SSC is for the small business owners basically. And so what they have done is that the time period which they had given for late filing of for the period of February 2020 to April 2020, they have just extended the time. So I am not going into details, I will just briefly say that the facility has been given for all the tax SSC of up to 5 crores turnover as business concerns. Now they can file on a staggered dates which will be announced through a notification, but the last date is 30th September 2020. So in some cases they have to pay interest, some cases there will be no interest, some cases will be less interest. So that is the amnesty schemes they have announced for the business concerns who are having less than 5 crore turnovers. So let us see the GST councils, the next meeting, what they will do for the industry. But in this GST council meetings, which lasted for a long period, very lengthy meeting it was. Initially it was for scheduled for 1.5 hour and 2 hour, but it lasted for 4 hours because there were many topics to be discussed by the finance minister of all the states. There are a lot of deliberation which had to happen, so it was an extended meeting yesterday. And but nothing much has been announced in this GST council meeting. These are the small 2-3 points which has been announced. So thank you very much for listening to this, and I will make one more podcast on some other topics. Please keep tracking and keep listening to it. Thank you very much. Goodbye from Pradeep Panda. Thank you.